各位听众好，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
Hello everyone, I'm Jody, and welcome to American Cafe. And Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Yang Chen. You know what January brings, don't you?
一月份是新年的开始，人们当然是要快快乐乐地迎接新年，比如说打扮得漂漂亮亮地去参加舞会啊，走亲访友啊，还有逛街买东西等等。
Of course, but after all that is over, that's when the New Year's resolutions kick in. You know, when they start.
New Year's resolutions, 新年的决心啊，我还没想好呢。
You know, maybe we should talk about New Year's resolutions a little bit to find out, you know, what we should give up for the new year.
对，我们还是给大家解释一下什么叫 New Year's resolution.
Good idea. Here's Chuck from Washington, D.C. with a definition of New Year's resolutions.
Well, a New Year's resolution is something...that an individual chooses to do on the occasion of the new calendar year. They're starting off with a clean slate. They're sort of having a fresh beginning and are going to take the occasion of the new year to introduce a new behavior or set some goals, or the contrary, they are going to eliminate some behavior, perhaps a vice or a bad habit, and do their very best throughout the new year.To improve their behavior.
这个 Chuck, 他刚才说的这个 clean slate 是一个很好的词啊，你给我们解释一下是什么意思好吗？
Sure, a clean slate, and it just means a fresh beginning. You know, adding a good habit and giving up a vice or bad habit. But I'm still not sure of anything I should give up for the New Year's. What about you?
我想想看 ,a clean slate 可以解释成是从头开始。可是要说到要放弃什么坏习惯我还真想不出来呢。你说我这么老实啊遵纪守法那根本没什么坏习惯啊。
What? No bad habits? Are you sure? I can think of a couple bad habits you may have.
啊可不要告诉别人啊。
Okay, we'll keep that between us.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce some of the people we met on New Year's Eve and hear what they were giving up for the New Year's. Well, the first one is Jen from Boston.
那我们听听 Jen 她有什么打算。
My name is Jen, and I'm from Boston. And for 2004, I hope to be healthier, eat healthy, go out running, and relax, and find a balance in my life between work and relaxation, take some time for myself.
Jane 说她要多跑步，这个主意倒是不错啊。
Oh, are you kidding? No thanks. I hate running. Jen can do all the running she wants. What else did Jen have to say?
她还说啊，她要在工作和这个休闲之间找到更好的平衡。
Now that sounds like a good idea, finding a balance between work and play. Here's another person. His name's John, and he has a New Year's resolution too.
好，那我们听听 John 有什么打算。
My name's John, I'm from Boston, and New Year's resolutions would be to go to the gym more.
Gym? 不行，我最不喜欢到健身房去和一大堆人一块锻炼了。
Oh, I'm with you. You know, since we don't like working out or dieting, maybe we could change a part of our behavior. Like Corby, a visitor to Washington, D.C., had many New Year's resolutions.
对这个 Corby 呢是够贪心的哈，他说他有好几个 New Year's resolutions， 那我们听听他是怎么说的。
Resolutions for next year is to control my temper and not judge people and to quit smoking. I will probably focus on those. They're a handful.
哦，这个 Corby 啊，他可是很有意思，他不只有一个，而是有好几个新年的决心。他坏毛病还真是不少，脾气坏，喜欢批评别人，还抽烟。哎呀，我们就没有这些毛病，所以我们其实也不用去想什么新年的决心了。
Maybe you're right. You know, we're both pretty easygoing, and neither of us smoke.
就是，你看，我们都称得上是道德典范了，快。
Here's a woman named Terry who explains why she gave up giving up stuff for New Year's.
好，我们听听 Terry 是怎么说的。
Most of the time, it's because when I make them.They're very difficult to follow through on and complete, so I don't feel successful, and nobody likes to do failure sorts of things, so I guess I just don't do New Year's resolutions.
还是 Terry 看得开哈，他知道自己没有那种毅力要坚持下去，所以干脆也不用强求自己了。
We'll just keep on doing what we're doing.
没错，不用改变什么，喜欢做什么就去做什么。哎，太好了，这就是我的 New Year's resolution.只要我们自己高兴，我们做什么都可以。
But good luck with your New Year's resolution and have a happy New Year.
好，我们今天的时间就到了，我们下次节目再见。
See you later.